Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Conflict in West Asia has intensified as Israel carried out a series of strikes on the Basij and Internal Security Command centers in Tehran. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said in a social media post that the targeted command centers were used by the Iranian regime to maintain control throughout Iran. IDF also struck the regime's missile launchers and other systems. Meanwhile, Iranian state television reported today that mourning ceremony of Ayatollah Khamenei had been postponed and would be held later. The US-based human rights activist news agency has said that 1,097 civilians have been reportedly killed in Iran since 28th of February. The Israeli Air Force has informed that it again began attacking Hezbollah's infrastructure in Beirut. On the other hand, the commander of U.S. Central Command, Admiral Brad Cooper, has said that the U.S. will not stop and that Iran's ability to hit back is declining rapidly. United Kingdom and France are deploying warships and air defense assets in Cyprus after it was attacked during the ongoing conflict between Iran and joint U.S.-Israeli forces in West Asia. The Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Mariano Grossi, has said that there has been no evidence of Iran building a nuclear bomb. Back home, in view of the current situation in West Asia and the Gulf region, the External Affairs Ministry has set up a control room. The control room can be contacted from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at toll-free number 1-800-118-797 or via 011-2301-2113. Another number, 011-2301-4104. In addition, Indian embassies in the conflict region have set up 24/7 emergency helplines to assist in coordinating safety measures and potential evacuations. President of Finland, Alexander Stubb, arrived in New Delhi this morning on a state visit to India. Upon his arrival in New Delhi, Mr. Stubb, in a social media post, said that his visit will further strengthen the relations between Finland and India, including in areas of trade. Welcoming President of Finland to India, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that this visit will take India-Finland relations to new heights. Mr. Modi added that he eagerly looks forward to their meeting tomorrow and President Stubb's keynote address at the Raisina Dialogue 2026. Minister of State for Rural Development Chandrasekhar Pemmasani today reviewed the progress of the Deen Dayal Antyodaya Yojana or National Rural Livelihoods Mission in Andhra Pradesh. In a social media post, Mr. Pemmasani said that the meeting focused on strengthening the self-help group movement. It added that it will help expand sustainable livelihood and income generation opportunities and accelerate efforts to achieve the national target of 6 crore Lakhpati Didis aimed at empowering rural women as pillars of Viksit Bharat. On to sports now. In women's football, Vietnam defeated India 2-1 in AFC Asian Cup 2026 campaign opener at Perth in Australia today in a Group C fixture. India has qualified for the AFC Women's Asian Cup after 23 years. The Indian team is placed in Group C alongside former world champion Japan, Vietnam and Chinese Taipei. Asian Cup is also a qualifier for the next year's FIFA Women's World Cup. In badminton, Indian men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty today lost their round of 32 match against Malaysia's Aaron Tai and Kai Jing Kang at the All England Open 2026 in Birmingham. Also in action today will be Ayush Shetty in men's singles and mixed doubles duo of Rohan Kapoor and Ruthvika Gadde. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup, New Zealand have won the toss and opted to bowl first against South Africa in the first semi-final at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. India will face England in the second semi-final match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai tomorrow. The final is slated on 8th of March at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And benchmark equity indices extended their bearish run today with Sensex and Nifty plunging around 1.5% today. Sensex nosedived 1,123 points to close at 79,116, while Nifty plummeted 385 points to settle at 24,481. And that is the end of this news bulletin.